first off, for you, just how have things been as far as, you know, establishing yourself as the number one back in the offense over the past few weeks?
You know, I've always been ready to be the number one back, but I guess just focus and inconsistency for me has kept me back. But you know, just stepping into that number one role, you know, it's not hard at all. You know, I feel like this is where I should be, and I'm excited to lead my team on the ground, and I'm just ready to go out there and prove that I'm one of the best backs in the country, and that, you know, we can have a good running game against a solid run defense.
You mentioned inconsistency.
Yeah.
Being a problem for you. Did you feel any sort of pressure there when Dominique went out, as far as you have to fill in?
No, not at all. I mean, whenever Don went out, it was kind of unfortunate what happened. But whenever he went down, I had to step up and be that guy, because I knew my team was going to need me. And, you know, stepping into that role wasn't hard at all. It was pretty easy. And, you know, I just had to grow up as a player. And I feel like I did a good job at that.
How's Landry been looking here these last few weeks? I know he's had the last few games, he's had some struggles.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that he's had some time to just kind of step back and reassess things.
Yeah.
He's looking better.
Landry's look good. You know, he's looked good. He's been throwing the ball very well, making good reads. Landry's Landry. He's going to go out there and make plays, and we just got to protect him. And you know, he's gonna do good.
So. How much confidence does that give you when you have a quarterback like him?
It gives us great confidence, because we know that whenever games get tough, you know, when the ball's in his hands, he's going to make great decisions with the ball. So, you know, we just gotta protect him and get the ground game going, and he's going to have a great game. So.
When you watch Iowa film and their defense, what stands out to you the most?
Their defensive line, they're very stout up front. You know, they're very physical. They're only letting up like 3.6 yards a carry, and we're averaging about 4.6, so a yard difference. So we just got to be more physical up front and run the ball. So.
Is there a team that they resemble in your mind, as far as maybe some teams that you've faced this season that they're similar to?
I would say a Florida State. You know, Florida State was very physical up front, and their linebackers were very physical. And Iowa State, their front, and they have a linebacker number 45, I believe, 44, who's very very instinctive and can very, he can run around out there and make tackles. And I feel like we have to establish the run game. So.
Now, I asked you about Landry. When you get down near the goal line, you guys put Blake in. What's going through your mind as a running back? And just, what's it like having somebody like that that can just be so dominant down there?
Yeah. He's 6'6", 260, you know, so it's kind of hard to bring a guy down that's, like, that big, and he's very physical when he runs the ball, and he can throw the ball, also. So, you know, he has that dual threat, you know, that you have to be aware of, so.